I'll start with the injuries. Donald Driver had a knee bruise. He returned. And Chad Clifton was kicked in the shin. He returned. So that's our injury update for the game. With that, I'll take your questions.
Why did Donald Driver want to come back in? You know, start the second half, and then he ended up catching a touchdown.
Excuse me?
Donald Driver, how come, he left on a cart at halftime, and then he comes back in the second half? Just why was the decision for him to come back in, and then he ended up having a pretty good second half there?
Well, he was healthy. I mean, he had an opportunity to go in. Trainers looked at him. It didn't look very good at first, particularly when he was on the field. I was late with on the touchdown run there by Aaron Rodgers. But, you know, he felt fine. Dr. McKenzie cleared him, and he was able to go back in the game. That's a normal procedure for us, and obviously he had a touchdown there. So he's obviously okay.
Can you talk about your decision to go for the onside kick there?
Excuse me?
Can you talk about the decision to go for the onside kick?
Onside kicks, it's just like any part of your offense, defense, or special teams. That's why you game plan. There's things you look at during the week. Mason is excellent at the surprise onside kick. Jordy Nelson did a great job of recovering. So it was just part of our game plan, and we wanted to start the game being aggressive, and we did that based on play calls and approach all the way through the week up into the game and even through the game, and then really to focus on fourth quarter production. So I felt we got better in the fourth quarter as a football team. We felt that was lacking in the first three games.
Can you talk about the role Aaron is on to start this season?
Aaron Rodgers is a special player, and he played extremely well today. I mean, the four touchdowns through the year, two rushing touchdowns. I mean, that's as fine of a quarterback performance that I think I've been a part of statistically. But, you know, our offense starts with Aaron Rodgers. This system is built around making the quarterback successful. He's doing a great job managing it. We're getting in and out of personnel groups, playing fast. Did a nice job with a couple no-huddle drives there. That we had a no-huddle that went into a two-minute drive there before the half and coming out in the second half with the long drive. I thought that was a key turning point in the game. So Aaron Rodgers is obviously playing extremely well, but I can't say enough. He is a special player.
Mike, you're under some tight windows even for him today.
Well, that's the NFL, and that's really the level of the quarterback in the perimeter group. You know, you don't throw to open players in this league. You throw them open, and that's why those windows are tight, because sometimes those windows don't become open either. So it's just a level of experience between Aaron and the perimeter group. I thought our line gave us good protection. We had some three-man rush that Aaron did a good job extending the play, and our line did a good job with the three-man rush. So had some opportunities, made some plays with his feet. But the tight windows is really about the experience level between the quarterback and the perimeter group.
Well,
you know, offensively, we put up some really good numbers. But we'll come in here tomorrow like we always do. We'll watch the tape, and already there's things that we know we need to improve on. So we need to improve as a team. You can just see it in the locker room. Everybody's happy that we're 4-0. But we're not where we want to be as far as our quality of play. So there's areas in our football team we'll continue to work at. We're excited about entering the second quarter of our season. Our goal is to go 4-0 in the first quarter. We obviously accomplished that, but the second quarter begins in Atlanta. Players and coaches are looking forward to that game, and we need to improve. There's always room for improvement.
When you're aggressive early in the game, what do you think you gain from that? Do you think you set a tempo that the other guys can't match?
Well, that's part of it. I mean, you want to play the high tempo. That's just the way we play offensively. And I thought Denver came in and did a very good job offensively in the first half. So, the third down on the first drive, we took a shot on a third down and went for it on fourth and one, and that was a little bit predetermined as far as approach. You know, saying it and doing it is two different things. But we want to start fast, be aggressive, and more importantly, have more fourth quarter production. I felt we did that for the most part today.
Mike, through the first three quarters, I think you guys threw the ball 30 times and backs carried it 10. Was the game plan coming in to be that aggressive through the air, or was that a situation where Aaron was so hot, kind of rolled with
the eye? Yeah, really, the way we play offense, now we're an up-tempo, be aggressive, get to the line of scrimmage, but the defense has a part of it too. They dictate where the ball goes, whether it's, whether we're running it or passing it sometimes too. So the most important thing is to attack the defense schematically as you prepare for all week. That's I felt we did. Aaron manages it, and the ball gets distributed. So we don't ever walk into the game and say, you know, it's going there 20 times, 15 times, or 10 times. That's not our approach.
So what you see in the other team is going to determine what your approach is.
Excuse me?
So what you see in your opponent is going to determine what your approach is.
There's no absolutes. I mean, there's no absolutes in this game. I mean, we don't just play totally reaction to the defense. We play aggressively to attack the defense, but based on the way they handle the way you're attacking them, sometimes it determines how the ball's distributed. You know, so if you get a beat on how they're playing you on normal D&D. I mean, it's a new opponent, new coordinator. We never called a game against them. So those are the types of things you factor in when you call plays. But more importantly, the guy on the center has to manage it for you, and he's doing it at a very high level.
Have you ever been part of an offense that's been this good for four games?
Hell, I don't know. I mean, we had a good day today, number-wise, but we got to get better. So I'm not really in the mood to reminisce. It's been a great weekend for Wisconsin sports. Excuse me. We're happy we held up our end of the deal, and hopefully the Brewers can finish this thing off. It was still tied up, but nothing in there, right?
9-4.
Who's winning? Brewers. There you go. See? There you go. So we had a hell of a weekend here in Wisconsin. So just glad we did our part.
What was thinking about for the 4th-and-1? Was it just being aggressive early in the game?
Exactly. I mean, that's, you know, when I called the third down call, I had the fourth down call ready. I mean, I knew exactly what I was going to, and when to be aggressive, they tilted that we went to a 3-by-1, put Jermichael on the backside, and they pushed their coverage to Jermichael, and we had the opportunity with Donald on the corner out in the end zone. So we took a shot on third down, and we played to convert on fourth down. We didn't convert.
Mark, when you use a replay review to take an interception off the board, is that sort of a tip of the hat to Aaron? Is that a reward for him for how careful he is with the ball?
No, I was just trying to get the ball back. I mean
it wasn't necessarily.
I wasn't thinking about Aaron at that particular point. I was watching the screen. Hopefully the referee is going to see it the way I did. I don't think I've ever had that much time to make a decision on a replay. I mean, to have a timeout and 27 rewinds of the on a jumbotron was remarkable. So I had a little help, you know, all around me. So, but I felt the one angle you could see the ball hit the ground, and that's why I challenged him. And obviously Scott Green didn't see it that way.
There's been a knock at all so far this year. People have been talking about the defense giving up a lot of yards, a lot of points. Does that concern you?
Well, we got to get better. It falls in that category. I mean, the defense is going to get better. We have some guys that are pushing through an injury or two and a little transition there. Trust me, we don't have it all figured out as a football team. We're 4-0, but we're fully in tune with we need to improve as a team. And that'll be our focus when we get in here tomorrow.